It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. This question was posed at a hearing yesterday held by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Is the Justice Department politicizing the hiring and firing of U.S. attorneys? Some senators think the answer is yes, and they're considering legislation to deal with it, as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Democratic New York Senator Charles Schumer opened the hearing by saying that in his 24 years of Justice Department oversight,
I have never seen the department more politicized and pushed further away from its mission as an apolitical enforcer of the rule of law.
As evidence, Schumer pointed to the case of Arkansas's U.S. attorney. Bud Cummins was asked to resign last summer after 6 years on the job. His replacement had worked for White House advisor Karl Rove. Schumer asked Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty whether there was any good reason to oust Cummins.
Bud Cummins has said that he was told he had done nothing wrong and he was simply being asked to resign to let someone else have the job. Does he have it right?
I accept that as being accurate, so best I know the facts.
That seems to conflict with a statement Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez made at a hearing last month.
I would never, ever make a change in a United States attorney position for political reasons or if it would in any way jeopardize an ongoing serious investigation. I just would not do it.
Deputy Attorney General McNulty argued there's no contradiction there. He said replacing a U.S. attorney who's doing well with someone who happens to have political experience is not the same as changing the U.S. attorney for political reasons. If this debate were all about one man in Arkansas, it probably would not get a Senate oversight hearing. But at least six other U.S. attorneys were asked to resign last December. In San Diego, U.S. Attorney Carol Lamb prosecuted corrupt Republican former congressman Randy Duke Cunningham. McNulty told the committee that Lamb's dismissal has nothing to do with her office's ongoing congressional corruption investigation.
Any investigation that follows from that has to run its full course. Public corruption is a top priority for this department, and we would only want to encourage all public corruption investigations and in no way want to discourage them.
McNulty would not go into any detail about why Ms. Lamb and others were fired in December, beyond to say,
all of the changes that we made were performance-related.
While he said that, a Justice Department spokeswoman quietly went around to the press tables distributing copies of letters from members of Congress to the Justice Department. Those letters complained that Lamb wasn't doing enough to prosecute smugglers on the border. Replacement U.S. attorneys used to require Senate confirmation. That changed under the USA Patriot Act. Now the Attorney General can appoint interim U.S. attorneys indefinitely. Some lawmakers have accused the Justice Department of trying to make an end run around congressional oversight. McNulty said that's simply not true.
In every single case where a United States attorney position is vacant, the administration is committed to filling that position with a United States attorney who is confirmed by the Senate.
Be that as it may, some of the senators at yesterday's hearing seemed intent on pushing legislation that would go back to the old way of doing things, where the attorney general can appoint an interim U.S. attorney for 120 days. If the Senate hasn't confirmed a nominee by then, the responsibility would fall to a judge. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.